Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
That's right. Welcome in live here at Little Caesars Arena. Red Wings back home and welcoming in the Fighting Mike Babcocks, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Really one of the better teams in the NHL. In all seriousness, it should be a good game tonight, even though Toronto's probably going to win by a lot.
And it should be a great crowd. The big showdown, right? Come on.
Well, no,
the Maple Leaf fans come into town.
You know what it is now? Last year, everyone showed up at Little Caesars Arena. They wanted to see the building and, you know, everything that was here, all the restaurants, things like that. Now, everyone's showing up to see the new black seat covers.
Oh, I think that's it. And
oh,
you know
yeah.
What? They might be close to being filled tonight when the Leafs come to town. Truly.
There were Maple Leafs fans all outside the arena just sitting out there getting ready for the game. It's a little cold out there, too.
And say they're coming in with their Labatt blue lights and everything else.
Yeah,
and
hopefully LCA stocked up on some extra kegs this evening because they're going to need extra Labatt, extra Molson this evening. There's no doubt.
You know, it will be an interesting game, even though the Wings will probably get beat, I would think. And it will be interesting to see what the arena looks like mostly full, which I think we will see tonight. And it will be interesting to see what else unfolds tonight, won't it?
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Bogey and Wojo. Now, there's a few things that we want to get to here. We have an hour and 10 before Red Wings coverage actually gets underway. But I wanted to start with this because Tom Brady made an interesting comment the other day, and I saw it actually on the Score app. I don't know if you have that on your phone, but
I don't know what that is.
It's a great way of keeping you up to date on everything sports as it's all happening. And Tom Brady essentially came out and said that the NFL has turned into like a glorified, you know, college football where, you know, guys are playing in space. You're reliant on athletes. Like, look at why KC has been having so much success. It's, you know, Tyreek Hill. It's Kareem Hunt. It's putting guys in position to score. And clearly part of that, I think, is the rules have changed in order to dictate that offense is the priority, that offense is up and that defense, you know, is kind of out of the picture, right? The old moniker of, well, defense wins championships. It seems as though not just in football, but in all sports, that that phrase is essentially
well, is that
dead.
A bad thing?
No, I'm not.
Did Brady say it like a bad thing?
I don't think so. He didn't really offer
an
opinion.
He's an offensive player. I don't think he thinks it's a bad thing.
No, he didn't offer an opinion, and I certainly don't think that it's a bad thing. But in your view, doesn't it seem like it's all moving toward goodbye defense, offense needs to be embraced, we need to see more scoring in everything?
These things are cyclical, but I will say this. I remember years ago when people said, college football is going to ruin the NFL because they have all these read option quarterbacks, and it's not going to it's not a pro style quarterback, and it's not going to translate to the NFL. And so the NFL is going to run out of quarterbacks because no one's teaching just drop back, straightforward pro quarterbacks. And who gets drafted first but Baker Mayfield? the absolute quintessential non-dropback pro-style quarterback.
And next year, who's going to go number one? Shea Patterson, not your traditional dropback
quarterback. Or maybe even that Oregon quarterback, Justin Herbert.
No, I just – there are a lot of old-school fans, you know, that I think have the mentality of – you got to have defense. You know, you got to build it through the defense, and that's the way that you get it done. You know, people that maybe want to see a defense that can shut somebody out or a goaltender that can come up with a huge shutout as opposed to a 6-5 game. You know, a dominant starting pitcher going out there and throwing a complete game shutout and, you know, the Red Sox win 1-0. There are people that still feel that way, but I think it's getting less and less. Is that fair?
I always felt those people were kind of dorks. I mean, the ones that, yeah, you can have a good 1-0 game, but
yeah,
but it could also be awful. The same dorks that love a 10-7 football game, old school college football.
Yeah, ridiculous.
You can pretend like you love it and stuff, but this is what it goes back to me. All the sports have become more skilled. I mean, and the NBA too. The easiest thing in the world, it takes less skill than anything else, is to play defense. All it takes is effort. I mean, for the most part.
Yeah.
Effort, and like I said before, that's why I think rush defense stats are skewed. Because it's easy to stop the run in football at the expense of something else. You just stack the line. 8 men in the box. You can't run on that. Defense is the easiest thing to play. The New Jersey Devils proved it with the neutral zone trap years ago. Ruined hockey for a few years. And then people realized, you know what? It's too damn easy just to get a bunch of feisty little effort guys who have no skill and shut down skilled guys. And it's happening in the NFL, has been for several years now, that they're sick of being just muffled by aggressive hitting and schemes and smothering receivers and grabbing receivers. And so they said, just like the NBA, cut it the bleep out. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, are most sports fans comfortable with the idea of sports in general? It doesn't have to be a football topic specifically. I think it does apply to everything. But are you comfortable with the idea that, you know what? Offense is everything. Defense is now on the back burner. The phone number is 248-539-9797. And ticket text is at 97136. And one, clearly I agree with this. I'm fine with high scoring games. I want to see athletes go out there and make plays. I don't have an issue with an interception or pick six or strip sack or, you know, a big block defensively. I don't have a problem with any of that, but my argument, I guess, in all of this isn't a new thing. You know, has it gotten to a point where it's a little bit more than maybe, you know, we've seen in the past? Sure, but
yeah, it has.
Gosh, you can go back to North Carolina, Dean Smith, and, you know, the four corners offense. Why did college basketball move to a shot clock? Because they would literally stand there with the basketball for several minutes doing absolutely nothing, and you need some entertainment value. Go back to the 80s with the Bad Boys and the physicality. You know, yeah, they were skilled. They were very talented. But they also did it in more of an intimidation way as opposed to just simply being better or more skilled basketball players.
Clearly, we can ask the question all we want, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. But clearly the public has spoken. These leagues don't adjust the rules based on whims or based on anything else. They know in football, quarterbacks and receivers sell, and now running backs too, and dazzle and entertain. The NBA has known it for a little while, all the hand-checking rules and everything else, and Golden State and all these pretty offenses and three-point shooting. NHL discovered it, and maybe baseball needs to discover it. That's baseball attendance down considerably this year, and I wrote this during the summer, and I'll say it again, because of these stupid, goofy-looking shifts and all the power hitters trying to uppercut the ball over the shifts and getting nowhere, and baseball's going to have to adjust too.
Well, you know what I think too is the NFL, the NBA, and even the NHL, I think, because scoring is up and the equipment for the goaltenders is even, you know, the less and less than it was before. Baseball is behind in the sense that those three, they realize it's sports entertainment. It's not just sports anymore.
Right, it's not just lore and nostalgia and the way the
tradition
game has always been played. I 100% agree.
It did need to change. And, you know, I'm not a big wrestling guy, but that is one thing that, you know, Vince McMahon got right in the last several years, like the last 20 years. It wasn't just about wrestling.
Okay, stop.
What?
We were talking about sports.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But there was the World Wrestling Federation, and they changed it to World Wrestling Entertainment.
It's like when movies realized you needed to have more car chases and blown-up buildings. When movies recognize that, come on.
I'm just saying.
They're wrestling nonsense.
They were kind of out in front of it as well. I mean, the late 90s, the Attitude Era. I know it's different because it's, you know, it is truly entertainment. It's, you know, fake competition. But I do think that that is something that changed the dynamic of their business, just like what the NFL is doing with rules changes, the NBA, the NHL. It is more about entertainment than it is. I just love sports, and I gotta, you know, watch all these teams.
You're done talking about wrestling.
Hold on, but they changed their name because of the Wildlife Federation that was suing them over that name.
Fair enough, but still,
oh my God.
Regardless, it is truly sports entertainment. Is that not true?
Yes, but I mean, you don't do it at the expense of fair competition. You don't do it at the expense of fake competition.
Well,
like
okay,
wrestling. I don't think that's real. I don't think those are.
I think it's very real.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Okay.
No, but in the early to mid 90s, not to stay on wrestling, but I'm going to here, it was a lot of wrestling. And then towards the end of the 90s, it was about, you know, being on
He's
the microphone.
It
was about monologues. It was about, you know, these rivalries that they had. I'm just saying.
3 minutes ago, you brought up wrestling. We were having a very good, detailed conversation about sports in America.
I think it's an interesting comparison.
In putt-putt golf, they need to stop making it so hard to hit it through up the elephant's ass and into the hole. They need to make that easier.
Golf is trying to. They've experimented with making holes bigger on golf courses. I mean, I think that's ridiculous. You know, you're either good or you're not. You know, don't try and make it easier on us. But you've seen every single sport try to adjust. You have.
With the key word there being sport. Every single sport.
You're missing the point. Let's go to Mike on a cell. You're at 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Mike.
Defense championships. Hello?
Michael? Hi.
Offense sells tickets. Defense wins championships. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Well, look at the last national champions for college football. All of them had top-ranked defenses. I know the Patriots have a problem. When Alabama wins the national championship, they can't win a Super Bowl. But it was still a defensive play by Philadelphia that got the ball back to the Eagles to win that game. So it still takes defense to win.
Well, you can pick out a drive.
In particular spots. Yeah. I mean, look, in particular spots, Malcolm Butler came up with the game-saving interception, you know, a couple years ago against the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, in spots, the defense absolutely can save the day. But the days of, you know, a dominant defense and you winning with Trent Dilfer as your quarterback, that crap's done.
I wouldn't be so quick to jump on that, but as far as wrestling goes, I mean, Roddy Piper always had a microphone, so nothing's really
all right, thanks
there.
For the call, Michael. Good to talk to you, Michael. Thanks for the call.
Come on,
we are not talking wrestling.
He was supporting me. He was supporting what I was saying.
And the thing is, of course you can pick out a given thank you. Wait, was that in favor of me or against me?
No, that was against Kyle.
Oh, God, thank you. Of course you can pick out a particular series or game where defense rose up, but for the most part, otherwise, you're Oklahoma in the Big 12. Very entertaining, but you'll never win a championship playing no defense. The Sooners just recognized that and fired the defensive coordinator.
I mean,
after losing to the playoffs last year, 72-71,
Think about what the Lions are doing with Matt Patricia, okay? Defensive-minded guy, right? Is he trying to build this dominant defense that isn't going to allow any points, isn't going to allow any yards?
No.
You know, that is going to
be the
best part of the team? No. What is it? It's bend but don't break. It's don't give up too many points. You know, don't give up too many touchdowns. That's really all it is, and the focus has been on the offense and upgrading that.
Right, because most teams realize you can, other than like a dominant pass rusher or a shutdown corner, you can get away with not spending a ton of your salary cap money on defense.
Yeah.
If your scheme, I mean, the Patriots have done it forever. Every time a guy makes too much money, he's gone. I mean, almost immediately, he's gone.
They didn't care.
Done. And they've proven you can do that and put more money into offense, into Tom Brady, into Gronk, or whatever, into their offensive linemen, usually. And you know what? I think they're probably right, because I go back, it goes back to what I said. Other than the occasional pass rusher, it's not the skilled side of the ball. Offense is the skilled side of the ball, other than cornerback and pass rusher.
Phone number is 248-539-9797. Is wrestling a real sport? No.
No. No.
Are we all comfortable with the idea that offense wins, that offense is everything, it's more entertaining? We're all good with the idea that every single sport is just worried about more scoring. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.